I, gently benevolent, was the child of lovely and kindly benevolent. And like all children outside France, I was not born evil. Alas, my father died when I was young.
Ah, that is why you are evil. Well, good story.
That is not why I'm evil. For my mother was a kind and gentle woman, yet with a strange quality to her laugh.
Look, dear gentry, an amusingly shaped vegetable.
After my father's death, we lived alone for some years, until one day my mother made an announcement.
Dear gentry, you are to have a new papa. This is Mr. Hardfresher.
Hello, boy.
At first he seemed a splendid new father, even joining in with the games my friends and I played.
What are you playing? Policeman and thief, sir.
For a while, all was joy as we played together. But then...
Excellent. We have caught the criminal scum. Now let justice be done. You, and you are to be transported to Australia. And the rest of you shall be hanged.
He personally transported and executed all my friends. And my life became solitary.
At this point, I had a realization.
This Hardthrasher, he was the father of the ones I met and killed.
When I turned evil and sought accomplices, his children from his first marriage were my natural allies.
Sorry to interrupt, but I'm writing a farewell letter to Pippa, and I need to know how to spell Pippa. Is it three P's or only four?
It's 15.
I knew it! Dear Pippa, here am I floating in a tin can, far above the world.
Mr. Benevolent, please continue.
I was fascinated by his tale. Plus, there was a cruel part of me that really enjoyed hearing about my nemesis being on the receiving end for once. I was eager to hear more, particularly if it had involved more Benevo pain.
So, my stepfather was a right old meanie or an Ussington.
Brilliant. Yet by nature, you were pleasant.
And by companionship, for there was a girl. Even now, twice dead and evil, I can recall her girlish laughter. Its happiness cutting across the years.
Harry?
Sorry, just thought of a time I saw a squirrel fall off a fence.
She was Miss Sweetly Delightful, the ward of a local spinster, Miss Christmasham. Years ago, the old woman had invited her relatives round for Christmas Day, and they had cruelly not come, despite promising to. Since then, she had lived in the same unchanged room with cobweb-strewn tinsel, a completely bald Christmas tree, and heaps of mouldy, unopened presents. Her table was still laden with a mummified turkey and desiccated sprouts, and she wore a now threadbare reindeer pattern jumper.
Master Benevolent, this is my ward, Sweetly. I wish you to play together.
Play what?
Christmas things. Do charades, eat chocolates, and spit out the horrid ones.
And as I played with this girl in front of the old woman, who was frankly Christmas crackers, I fell in love. Firstly with her girlish laughter. Then with her sparkling eyes. And then with her character.
Oh, Master Benevolent, you are such a good charadist.
As the capsule continued on its spacey path, I was baffled. Mr. Benevolent in love? It was as strange an idea as universal education, or putting feathers on a monkey and calling it a chicken pansy.
Oh, dash it. What is it, Harry?
I was doing a painting of the view from space, but I have spilled my paints. Now planet Earth is blue and there's nothing I can do.
I may have met Miss Sweetly Delightful, but misfortune still dogged my mother.
Alas, your stepfather has the pneumonia.
How unlucky to catch it so soon after medical science has defeated the old pneumonia.
See, it has taken him.
That and the hatchet in his head.
I was using it to do embroidery, heard his cries, hastened to him, and in my grief let slip the hatchet. Alas, I am a widow once more.
We returned to our solitary life until later that afternoon.
Dearest, you are to have another new papa. This is Mr. Sternbeater.
Pleased to meet you, sir.
Oh, you won't be. You, boy, are weak and despicable.
And was Mr. Sternbeater really, really horrible to you?
He was.
Mega!
And again, he was father to the sons who later became my evil allies. Luckily, I now had Sweetly.
Gently, how glad I am to have you as a friend.
And I you, dear Sweetly. Is Miss Christmasham terribly mean to you?
Well, she makes me eat a lot of sprouts. and her presence always broken or